A comedian and actor who played the president in a Ukrainian satirical drama has now become the actual president of Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky won the country's election in a landslide victory by more than 70% in what's a stunning rebuff to traditional parties in the country. Ukraine has been fighting a Russian-backed separatist movement in the last decade, and the war saw the shooting down of a passenger airliner with Australians on board. Sarah White has this report.
Even as he took to the stage, the new president of Ukraine and former comedian Volodymyr Zelensky was cracking jokes, telling the audience his wife may not have agreed to marry him if she'd heard what the opposition said about him during the campaign.
Congratulations to the team with a 72%.
Mr. Zelensky stars in a popular satirical drama about politics, where his character accidentally becomes the Ukrainian president. But now it's not just fiction. The 41-year-old won in a landslide. He gained more than 70% of the vote, resoundingly beating the former president Petro Poroshenko, who admitted defeat.
Starting from next month, I will leave the post of president. I'll leave the office, but at the same time, I want to point out I'm not leaving politics. I will remain in politics and will fight for Ukraine.
Michael Boskirk is a global affairs analyst and says despite the comedian now being in charge of the country, the result is dead serious.
Well, it's no laughing matter anymore. He's the next president of Ukraine. So what we have is a man who is, in his mid to late 40s. He's, for most of his life, built an entertainment empire. He's played a role on Ukrainian television as a fake president, a funny president, but he now has a landslide victory. And he has a very, very big to-do list on his plate.
And Michael Boskirk says Russia has been unusually quiet in this election.
There seems to have been very little Russian interference or manipulation of this election. And probably because they did want to see Poroshenko go. They saw the writing on the wall that Poroshenko was not doing well. He's very tone deaf to a lot of economic issues that Ukrainians care about. So it may be that they're happy to see Zelensky come in. Indeed, some Russian politicians have said as much.
But on the streets of Kiev, voters were not so sure about their new president.
Unfortunately, in my personal opinion, Ukrainians followed the populist promises. I'm embarrassed that such a person can lead the country after all that's happened here.
While others were now hopeful for the future of the country.
I'm very happy with such a result because I'm a member of Zelensky's team and I was sure Vladimir will win. From my environment, everyone I know supported Vladimir. We are very happy of our victory and it's all right and everything is going to be good.
Declaring victory at his campaign headquarters, Vladimir Zelensky promised to keep Ukraine on a pro-Western course.
Sarah White reporting.